Today's share in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Ches Omer Aleph. We are in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, in the middle of Siman Tof Kuf Dalet, which deals with chopping on Yontif. And we had read the Mechaber yesterday, where we learned that when you're chopping things that would spoil, Yafik Tamam, they wouldn't be as sharp if you chop them on Erev Yontif. You're not mechuyif to chop them on Erev Yontif, you're allowed to chop them on Yontif. And you can do this even without a Shinoi. So spices and garlic and onions, you're allowed to chop them in the regular way. You maybe not be able to use a very special chopping implement, like we said. You shouldn't chop the mustards and the peppers in their special implements because that looks too much like uvdin d'chol. But otherwise, you can go and chop in normal fashion without doing a shinoi if it's something that's yafik tamam, if it will be not as sharp if you did it erev yontif, and you're allowed to do it lechatchila on yontif. Now, however, the Ramah brings a big chumrah. Hagar, the Ramah says, again, top line, Kufyut Chesamad Aleph, Umiyu Noagim Lishanos Kitsas Bedichas Tvolin. He brings down from the Gos Maimonios, the name of the Smak, that even when you're chopping something like tablin, which is going to be Yofik Taimum, it's not going to be as sharp, even when you're chopping tablin, you should make some sort of a little change, V'chein Roy Lohoros. And the Ramah says, this is in fact the proper halacha that a Rav should give to his community. Mishabur explains in Sivkot Yud Aleph, the reasoning is Hatam Mishum Diyesh Poskin Hamachmirim, because there are poskim, and he specifically brings down the Shaar HaTzion Nos Tzayin, the Vilna Gaon. You don't want to go against the Vilna Gaon, so he says Mishum Diyesh Poskim Hamachmirim, who are machmir and say Va'omrim Degam Bitfallen, even with tavlin Hamafigim Tam, even if they're not going to be a sharp. Ein Mutul Leduchim BeYontif Kedarkin. You shouldn't chop them in the regular way on Yontif, unless Elim Kain Hu Lo Yoda Me Esmo Shiyitzdarch Lem BeYontif. Unless you had no realization that you would need them on Yontif. You were planning on having a chicken, and now you decide to suddenly have meat, and the meat requires some seasoning, and you don't have any seasoning, so now you can go chop it up. But otherwise, one shouldn't do it in the normal way. If you knew about it before Yontif, so you're allowed to chop it on Yontif, but you do it with some sort of a shinoi. And the Mishneh Berurah concludes, V'choshishin onu l'devreim l'chachila. We are concerned about this opinion of the Vilna Gaon and others, and one should be choshish for this l'chachila and chop with a little bit of a shinoi, even tefillin, even the spices. However, the Mishneh Berurah does say, miyu. He brings us down in the Rosh, the Tur, and other poskim. Gam hein lo omru el b'tefillin. They only said this in regards to spices. However, avo b'shum, garlic, ubatzel, onion, v'shachlayim, and the cress, l'kuliyama, ein lo l'ducha me'er v'yontif. You certainly don't do these on erev yontif. Even, afilu yodesh, yitztarach lem l'machor. Even though you know for certain you're going to need them on yontif. These, because shemefigim tamum l'gamre, they would get definitely, they wouldn't be tasty. They wouldn't be sharp at all. Umeskalkon, they'd be ruined if you chopped them up. A day-old chopped onion is not very tasty. So therefore, here, you're allowed to go chop this without a shinoi on yontif. But he then brings down the Eshikosu. He brings down the name of Achronim. He says, Delafi haminog ein chiluk ben yoda miyesmo lo yada. He says, we don't distinguish between whether you knew about it erev yontif that you need it or not. And he says, b'chol gavne einogim loduch b'yontov, in all circumstances, we don't chop on yontif, elim kein ayidei eze shinoi. You should make some sort of a mild shinoi. Shemitochach yu'om zuchurim. This way the whole nation will know. Sh'os loduch rak ma'ashetzorach li'osa yom. You're only allowed to chop what you need. If you make them do some sort of a shinoi, they'll say, how come I'm doing shinoi? Oh, that's right, it's yontif, and I'm only allowed to chop for yontif. The Shaar HaTzion Oshet Ches, the Mishneh Berurah brings down, look in the Vilna Gaon himself, Ein the Bir Agro, Ulfi Zeh, Efshor Dafilu Bishum Tzorech Shinoi. It seems that even for garlic, which we said in a moment ago in the Mishneh Berurah, that for garlic you can just chop in the regular way, says no, even with garlic you should make some sort of a Shinoi. However, Omnam, Achagach Matzos Bichdusha Rikiv Eger, I saw in the Rikiv Eger, Shekosav Sha'av, he says, no, that by the garlic, which is really, you can't do it the day before, so therefore you don't have to make a shinoi. Everybody will know that this is something that you're only doing for yontif and not for anything else. The issue footnote number 6 does bring down, however, from Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal, that if you're using a specialized kli for the garlic, known as a kote shum, a garlic chopper, then it's also to do it on yontif without making some sort of a shinoi. The issue footnote number 5 brings down, he says, as long as you're doing it for yontif, for that day, for example, you're chopping yontif at nighttime for the yontif lunch meal, that is allowed. Even though you're not doing it right away, immediately, you're doing it for that yontif, so you're allowed to, as long as it's for the tzuda of osu hayom, of that day. And this is not like the opinion of the Rashba, who is Machmir, that Mutu Lodoch, he says you're only allowed to chop Litzorach Hasuda Smucha, only for the immediate meal, not for the next Yontif meal, even though it's the same day of Yontif. That concludes Sif Aleph. Now we go to Sif Beis. Mutu Laholich Tavolin, one is allowed to go and bring the spices, Umodoch, and the pestle. The pestle is the chopping implement that they had, what we would call the chopper. Eitzel Medocha, to the bowl, the mortar that you chop it in. So you have the mortar and pestle, so you chop with the pestle inside the mortar, so you're allowed to go and carry the spices and the pestle to the mortar, or vice versa, or meducha etzlam, or bring the mortar to them, and you're allowed to do this, to get them all together in the same place. Afilu derech shusarabim. On Yontif, you're allowed to carry. So you're even allowed to carry this in the shusarabim. It's letzorech Yontif, and you're allowed to carry this, even though afa bishoya efshal olicha meir Yontif, even though you could have been smart and arranged everything before Yontif, so you're allowed to do this lechatchila on Yontif, even if you could have done it before Yontif. Shabur and Sivkot Yubayz explains, Modoch hainu habuchna shemakin bo besoch hamedocha. As I already told you, the modoch is what we call the pestle, which is the chopping or banging implement, known as the buchna, or the modoch, the pestle, and you bang it inside this medocha, the bowl or the mortar that you chop it in. Sivkot Yud Gimel, you're allowed to carry this during the, even in the Shusha Rabbi. What's the concern? You're allowed to carry in Yontif Litzorach Yontif, even Litzorach Yontif Ktsas. So he says, Lo Chashin, and we don't concern ourselves that maybe Dilma Mimlach, you're going to change your mind. After you go and trouble yourself to get the morning pass, you say, you know what? I don't feel like having this. And therefore, Velo Yidoch, and you're not going to go and chop with it. And therefore, all of your carrying was for naught. Ukidel, Sim, and Tov Tzadiches, Siv Beis, Ayin Sham. Therefore, you're not letting do stuff in general, that has no purpose for Yontif. So are we concerned? So the answer is no, we're not concerned over here. Even carrying it through the Shusha Rabbim, as long as you're intentionally going to do it for chopping, so even if you change your mind, it's not a problem. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Ein kochin harifos. You're not allowed to go chop harifos. Harifos is like grains or grits. The Machtesh is gola, in a large chopping tool, in a large grinder. However, avo kochin b'machteshes ketana, but you're allowed to go and chop it up in a small grinding tool. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskil Ein Kochin Harifos tells us in Shulchan Aruch, he right over here, he only said le'inyan harifos. However, in the Gemara, in the Shas, Isa ein osim tisne. Tisne is like a porridge, a grits. Upirish Rashi, tisne hu shekote shachitim ad shenechlochim le'arba. It's when you grind up the wheat into four component parts, and that hu tircha gedola. The daisa, the chilka, ain't tarcha meruba kokach. But the daisa and the chilka, that's not as much work. He continues his discussion about what exactly you'll have to chop. He concludes at the end and he says, tisne is osur, afli didan, because it's too much work to do this tisne, but others do permit you to even do the tisne. In any event, look in this Bir Halacha for more details about this. In any event, the Mechaber tells us you're not allowed to go chop in this Machteshes Gedola. However, you can chop in the Machteshes Ketana, smaller one, because Shizehu Ashinu Shla, because that is demonstrative that this is a Shinoi. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Yudala tells us, Shizehu Kmo Tchino Gemura Shos B'Yantif. Why can't you do this in a large chopper? Because that's the normal way that you do grinding over here, which is also in Yantif. Ukmo Pilpul in Berechaim Shlam. Just like we said, in Yeshia, you can't chop up the peppers or the mustards in their specialized implement because it looks too much like Uvda Dechol, like a regular weekday chopping. However, vim kiteish, if you did chop it up, mashma b'gmorah shall also lechem izeh. Here, as opposed to in other situations, after the fact, even here, after the fact, it's still also lechem izeh. How come? We said previously, you look in Dirshu footnote number 7, he brings down, we said, if somebody transgressed, he did what he wasn't supposed to do, and he was mavashal, or he shechted on yontif, be'isser, he shouldn't have done it, Shulchan Aruch said, since technically you're allowed to, so the rabbis put in certain restrictions, but if you abrogated the rabbinical restrictions, they didn't aser it for you. So how come over here, with the grinding, they did? So he brings up from the Elyar Rabbah, shedino shalakotesh cholak midino shal bishal be'isser. He says there's a difference over here between grinding and between cooking, and he says the Rashba was matir to eat, but he wasn't matir to grind, but he says, I don't know why. The Elyar Rabbah says, I don't know why, I don't understand the distinction. But the Prima Gadim suggests the following. She is a kitisha kal yosu b'ini olam. Grinding is not something that people take very seriously. They say, what's the big deal grinding it? And therefore, hechmirubo, the rabbis were more machmir, v'meshechoshu shiizazul b'yosu. They thought that there was more potential for people to be mezazul, to not take it seriously. So therefore, they put more teeth in the grinding isser and said, even after the fact, we're going to make it usser. As opposed to bishul, the people took seriously, so they didn't feel like if somebody transgressed it after the fact, that they had to put in a knas to make it usser lecho. Mechaber continues and he writes, "Ube Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, afilu biktana also. They didn't let you chop even in the smaller machteshes." And since the Mechaber says we don't really know, we're not familiar with what's considered a large machteshes, what's considered a small machteshes, a large chopper versus a small chopper, yesh lesser akol. So the Mechaber says we don't allow you to do this at all. You cannot grind up the rifos, the grits, on Yontif. Now, this is a very important discussion that we see in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Tezayin, where he brings down three different opinions as to why in Eretz Yisrael the din was different. Kama Pirushin Yesh Bezeh. Why in Eretz Yisrael, even B'Ketana Oster. So he first brings down the Pshat from Rashi. You can see this in Oschav Beis in the Shaar Tzion. This is the Perush of Rashi. Now, Rashi is saying that this is all Avodim, albeit in the Gemara, it actually said Avodim Prutzim. But in any event, we're just going to learn it in all of them, as we see. The first pshat is from Rashi. Yesh Mefarshim. Rashi says, and others as well, the Osu Eretz Yisrael, the reason why in Eretz Yisrael they didn't let you use a small chopper, Mishum Doyu Regilim Lahachzik Avodim Umazazle B'zeh, because they had Avodim Knanim in Eretz Yisrael. Others say Avodim Prutzim, they were bad Avodim, and they were Mezalzel in this din, and they would say, oh, Sh'osi Kedarkin Bechol, they did it with a large chopper, because it's much easier for them. Then they said, oh, we don't worry, we did it with a small chopper. And therefore, the rabbi said, because of this Takola, because of these Avodim, so therefore, you can't use even a small chopper. In Oschav Gimel, and the Shaar Tzion, the Chofetz Chaim says, "Upashu dafilu yirtza ba'atzmo lichtosh." And even if you yourself, not with your avodim, are going to do this, gamkin osur, it's still forbidden. Lo chilku b'zeh, lo plug. The rabbis didn't make any distinctions. That's pirush number one. Why in Eretz Yisrael it's not allowed, even with a small chopper. That's from Rashi, and therefore the Mishmur says, "Lefikoch osur chacham legamri." That's why the rabbis made it osur. This has a nafkamina nowadays. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Bim kain ladinam is manenu tolim zeh." So it depends on today. Do we or do we not have avodim ketanim? So heichish machzikim avodim ketanim also b'chol gadni. So if you have avodim ketanim today, so then it would be osur. But in places that don't have avodim ketanim, as the Chofetz Chaim brings down in Oschav Dalit in the Shaar Tzion, and he brings it down from the Marshal, the Yamshul Shlomo, the Chayom be'Eretz Yisrael she'ein machzikim avodim shari. Nowadays they don't have avodim in Eretz Yisrael, so even in Eretz Yisrael it would be permissible nowadays. It's totally in the avodim or the avodim prutzim. That's where it's a problem. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two, for why Eretz Yisrael they didn't allow the Machteshes Ketano, the Yeshikotsu, and he brings down in Oschafei in the Shaar Tzion, this is the Rambam's Pshat, the Eretz Yisrael hayu achitim mishubachim, shem iskalklim. In Eretz Yisrael, they had very high quality chitim, very high quality grains, and they wouldn't spoil. And therefore, if you did them the day before, there was no big deal. If you chopped them up Erev Yontif, it would be just as tasty, just as good, didn't change its appearance as if you chopped it up on Yontif. And therefore, they said, not with a large chopper and not even with a small chopper. Go chop it before Yontif. And therefore, so this would apply not only in Eretz Yisrael, any place that had the high quality grade A chitim, they ain't no nifkamim, and they wouldn't get ruined if you chopped them up on Erev Yontif, so therefore it's osur in every place that has the high quality grain. So just like number one, any place that has avodim, it would be osur. If you don't have avodim, it's mutter. And any place that high quality grains would be osur, not only in Eretz Yisrael. If you don't have high quality grains, so then it would be permissible. The third explanation, why in Eretz Yisrael they weren't allowed to use Machteshes Ketano, the Eish Shikosu, and he brings this down in Oschav Ches in the Shaar Tzion, the name of the Raivin and the Rashba, did the Babel Hayurugilim Lechol Todir Daisa. These porridges, these cereals, they were very a staple of their diet. And therefore, when we talk Shoyot Tzorchei Meruba, since they needed this quite a bit, Lazeh, Lo Kotshu B'Machteshes Ketanas, they never used a small grinder. And if they would use a small grinder on Yontif, heavy shinoi, that would be a shinoi. That was in other places like Bavel. Masha'en came to Eretz Yisrael, Shaloyu Regilin Habibzat. They didn't have as a large staple of the diet this daisa, these grains. And therefore, Gambi Mosachol, even on a regular weekday, Motze Shekochim B'Machteshes Ketana. They always used the small Machteshes, even on a weekday. And therefore, Beleko Shum Shino B'Yontif. There would be no change if they used the small one on Yontif. They used the small one on the weekdays. In places where they had a lot of these grains, they used the large one on the weekdays, so it was a Shino to use the small one on Yontif. That's why they allowed it. But in Eretz Yisrael, they never used a large one, so they always used the small one on the weekday, so using the small one on Shabbos, a Yontif is not a Shino, Ulahachi Osir. That's the third reason. And therefore, again, over here, Tali Gam came as that. If you're in a place where they always use a large one, so then the Ketana is a Shinoi. If you're in a place where they only use the small one during the weekdays, so then the Ketana is not a Shinoi. Now, how do we paskin? The Mishmur says, V'yesh l'hachmir k'kol ha'perushim. So the Mishmur says, we're choshesh for every one of these concerns. So we're choshesh if they're avodim, we're choshesh if it is a high quality grain, and we're choshesh if it is someplace that you don't use the large chopper. In all of these, we have to go l'chumrah. And he brings us down in the Sharatzion, in Os Chav Tes, in the name of the Pri-Chadosh, and he says, technically, Pri-Chadosh says that you have to be Machmer. He was really talking about the second and third Pshat, the Rambam Pshat and the Rashba Raivit Pshat. However, it's Pashat, he says, that it's also Choshesh for Rashi Shita as well. Finally, Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Yud Zayin says that nowadays we don't know, the Mechaber said, we don't know what's a large and a small one. We have to be Oser in all situations. He said, look in the Bir Halacha. And the Bir Halacha, he has a detailed discussion about this in Dibra Maslow, Vakivan Shein Anu. He says, look in the Pri-Chadosh, Shecholik Ator. The Pri-Chadosh argues with the opinion of the Mechaber that's brought down from the Tur. And he says, that we do know the difference between a large and a small one, the shaper bekim bezeh, and we're expert in knowing what the difference is. And if you wouldn't use this all year long, then it's called a small one. If you use it all year long, then it's called the large one. That's the ones that we use all year long. You can't use that on Yontif. The ones that you don't use all year long, those are called small ones, and you can use them on Yontif. And he concludes, V'chein nir lohokel b'milsa d'rabbanan, and since it's all din d'rabbanan over here, one can be mekel ad kan l'shono. That is the opinion of the Pri-Chadosh. He then has a further discussion about this. Look in the rest of this Bir Halacha, but with this we'll conclude today's shir.